Casting Crowns going instrumental, O Come Emmanuel, here on the Wib Wake Up Show at 15 and a half before 6. Might as well get rolling this morning because we got a lot to cover. Because we're working our way through one chapter of Luke a day with our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. And hey, if people want to get order any of your books as Christmas stocking stuffers, you'd be okay with that, right?
Absolutely. They can go on to Amazon, check it out. They can contact me through either my website or my Facebook page. I would be happy to get them set up with that. That would be a real blessing to me as well.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I feel like I've gone back to school here a little bit. Like, I got to get my homework done. Read a chapter of Luke and think about it before we're coming into our first class at 5:45 in the morning here on the radio.
Exactly. I think that, and we have to do our class work on the air.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the other thing. So, yeah, so Luke 2 this morning, you know, I think this is maybe one of the better recognized passages for those of us, at least, who grew up on, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what Linus wrote a large section of this near the end of that fun kids program and just gets at a real central gospel truth. So,
yeah.
So what did you notice this morning?
You know, for me, as I pondered it, read it before bed last night, and the thing is, like, wow, Luke 2 covers everything from Jesus' birth to turning 30. I mean, you know, you get to Luke, we had 80 verses in Luke 1. Luke 2 has 52 verses. The last is pretty familiar. So Jesus grew both in height and in wisdom and in favor with God and men. And I've heard some good messages on that, right, in terms of spiritual, social, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Talking about the different legs of the stool. But, I mean, that's basically from ages 12 to 30.
Right.
And but even prior to that, obviously what's get highlighted a lot more during Christmas time is Jesus born in Bethlehem. But I was really struck by that. It's just like, and I guess it left me going away going, wow, so the big deal obviously is from 30 to 33 and the ministry stuff, but how much is covered actually 30 years in there. So.
Yeah, and I've often wondered what does it mean when Jesus grew in wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's an important piece to ponder as well.
Mm-hmm. But, how about you?
Yeah, so for me it was Luke 2:10, which is maybe more traditional, and this is when the angel appears to the shepherds, and it says, "And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" And I think what stood out to me there was the notion that this is not good news just for the shepherds. It's not good news just for Mary and Joseph. This was good news for everyone, you know. And I still think that we lack understanding of how comprehensive God's goodness and his salvation is. And, you know, so for me, it was pondering not only that, do I see God's salvation plan, his plan to reconcile all things big enough, but then also where do I fit in that story? You know, if I was there, what would I have thought? You know, hearing the angels sing and hearing the angels talking, and my goodness, I can't imagine what would have been going through my mind.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to, from yesterday and today both, it's just like, and even hearing you share that, it's just like letting it sink in deeper, like we're gardening in our own hearts, and I'm trying to just go, this isn't just a story. You know, we have so many, like, this is the truth. This actually happened in time, space, reality, you know?
Right. Absolutely. You know, Francis Schaeffer often made that. This is true truth. This isn't, you know, just one myth among many. This is a true story.
It's funny you said that, because when I said time, space, reality, I was thinking of Francis Schaeffer when I said that, because he talked like that.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what? Exactly. You talked about Linus, and I think we can go to that this morning. So how about we give that a listen? Here we go.
Perfect. Sounds wonderful.
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it. What a treat. I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Good stuff. Thank you. Good to have Jason Cans with us this morning, and good to share that scripture from Linus and the Charlie Brown Christmas here on WWIB.
Ever wonder why Havo is just so brilliant in the morning? How he can recall verses from scripture just like that? That's a bad snap. But anyway, the proof is in the pudding. Not in the pudding, but in the mug.
It's in the cocoa.
We figured it out. According to a new study, finding this from Insider.com, drinking hot cocoa may just have benefits for your brain. Now, this is a small study, but I think we can take it. It's kind of like those studies that say that you can eat chocolate cake for breakfast and lose weight.
Wow.
So here's what this says. Flavanols, a type of nutrients found in plants, could help boost your blood oxygen levels, which is linked to better cognitive health and performance and improve heart and circulatory health. So lots of benefits from those flavanols. They are found in tea, apples, berries, vegetables like onions, kale, and hot peppers, and also apparently in hot cocoa.
Hmm. Yeah, I tell you what, I've already had my morning mocha. It's my favorite. You get some Swiss Miss hot chocolate is my favorite. You put that in with a good cup of coffee. It doesn't matter flavored or non. And you get that with an egg and a beef and bean burrito, and you're good to go.
Yeah, looking at this study, 18 healthy adult men. This was conducted by the University of Birmingham and University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. They had two increasingly difficult cognitive tests. The participants were tested after receiving either a cocoa drink high in flavanols or a placebo drink without the flavanols. Guess who performed better?
Yeah, the people with the flavanols.
The men with the cocoa.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could just take teaspoons of that, but it might be a little bit more bitter. So I'd say stay with the Swiss Miss.
I tell you what, I've been enjoying a little. My wife got a package, our favorite tea, at least mine. I think she liked the sweet and spicy tea.
Oh.
So you've heard about sweet and salty, sweet and spicy tea. So I don't know. It might have it going at both ends, Caleb. The tea at night, the cocoa in the morning.
There you go. His secret revealed.
Yes. Well, as we were saying, Mike Rambo from Collective Choir is with us in studio here. And Collective Choir, Mike, been going since 2015. Wow, can you believe it?
Yeah, I know. You look back and then you realize, oh, wow, that's been 5.5 years.
Huh. Yeah, and it's really great, I mean, to see so many different individuals, men and women. You tell me anywhere from 25 to 28 taking part, both in person and virtually, but to be able to, from so many churches and denominations, right?
Yeah. Our last count, about a half a year ago, we had about 20 churches represented by membership.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's part of our vision, is to display God's oneness in diversity.
Now, Mike, I know you've had to be far more creative this year in terms of actually being able to continue to carry out the mission of the Collective Choir with, again, the situation that we're in the world right now and not being able to have a lot of indoor concerts. And so what are you doing for the season of Advent, for the Christmas season?
Right. You have to start with your mission. It's collectively proclaiming Jesus through exuberant praise. And so we're like, how can we do that? And we've continued online, as most organizations that have a platform do. But we wanted to do more. And so we actually are outfitting my minivan with a sound system that we used in rehearsal in the park, battery powered. And we're going to show up to different locations around the city and open up the side doors. And our sound guy's going to be in the back. And we're going to grab the microphones and go at it for a 22-minute concert outside.
Yeah. Praise is not stopped by pandemics.
No, that's right. Praise beats pandemics. Yeah.
And let me just say, too, I know probably growing up, I was like, nah, not going to do the minivan. Minivans are awesome.
Minivans rock.
They're just fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's a life changer. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we're heading out. One of our highlighted events is this Saturday, and that's going to be down at the Haymarket Landing, which is the new part of the Pablo area. And there's a wintertime in the city that Eau Claire, downtown Eau Claire, is hosting. It's a loop for walking. There's hot chocolate, ice sculptures, and we wanted to be a part of the landscape there.
Sure.
So people can still social distance. They can still walk around and enjoy, but you're going to hear some praise for 22 and a half minutes at 2 o'clock, and then we might try to find some other random locality to just kind of drop a praise bomb on them. So,
well, Saturday's forecast, sunny and 37, so, woo! You know.
And also, this 22-and-a-half-minute set released virtually as well, too, for those who might not be able to make out in person.
That's right. On Monday, this Monday, we're recording a set live with musicians. When we do the set out caroling, we've recorded tracks. And we're going to be just doing that because the band can't all come and do it really fast. But on Monday, we're recording, and we'll be releasing that a week from Monday on the 12th at 6 o'clock. And that'll be available on our Facebook page, and we're going to put it on YouTube.
You're always welcoming new members to join the collective choir.
Yes.
What would somebody do?
Yes, we're better together. What we do is we rehearse on Mondays, and right now, Valley Brook Church has allowed us their space in the sanctuary, which is more spacious than the Lighthouse was. And so you come in the back street, Graham entrance, next to 421 Graham Avenue. And you come in and expect to be greeted. And we are seated, partitioned in their sanctuary with a row in between. And so we try to be as safe as possible.
Sure.
Anyone's welcome. And that's on Monday nights at 6 o'clock. That's how you get involved, or you can just email me, mike@collectivechoir.org, if you have questions, and
get
your family, your church, or whatever, neighbor.
All right, so it's Saturday at 2 Haymarket Landing, so check that out, or just see your van around town.
Yeah,
right. There you go. This is a van that you can go up to. It's going to be great. This time of year, do you ever feel like maybe you're outputting money faster than you can make it? I mean, and again, love gift giving, but sometimes it seems like, wow, there's a lot being spent. And hopefully you went through financial peace or something like that, and you're like, okay, there's a plan in place here. But just to put this in perspective a little bit, we love gadgets. I love tech, and a lot of folks do. How much do we actually spend during the course of our lifetimes on average on tech? And I don't know if this is more guys or gals, but I think sometimes when you talk about like TVs and some of the newest electronic gadgets, I know I'm probably a lot more into that than my wife is, my dad more so than my mom, etc. Well, the average adult will spend just over $87,000 over their lifetime on various gadgets. What do those include? Well, $6,400 over the course of our lives on phones. That'll buy you what? Maybe two iPhones? Maybe? $6,400 over the course of our lives on phones, and almost $5,000 the average adult will spend over the course of their life on TVs. Now, before we just go completely on the gentleman here and say, oh, it's just the guys wanting their big TVs, because I know I might be the one who pushes for that a little bit more in my family, the study classified kitchen appliances as gadgets as well, and that would be something maybe a little bit more on the female side, pushing for new ones there. Makes life a little bit easier. Nothing wrong with that. But the study revealed that on kitchen gadgets, we will spend almost $16,000 over the course of our lifetime. I will say, making French silk pie for Thanksgiving, the KitchenAid that I purchased for my wife a few years back, I love that thing, and maybe even more than she does. I love that gadget. Would not return it for the world.